It's Monday, the 8th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Hive and Hydrogen Energy National Skills Census launched in Windhoek today to map the country's current and future skills for the green hydrogen sector. Deputy Minister of Education, Arts and Culture Dino Balotti says the census will drive job creation, identify critical gaps and ensure that no community is left behind.
It was really an eye-opening event. We were able to have a good conversation around how our emerging green hydrogen ecosystem will require a large sort of interconnected set of skills from many artisans, engineers, professionals, etc. In parallel, our Hyper National Skills Audit is ongoing with institutions such as NTA, our NQA, the Ministry of Labour, Industrial Relations, Employment Creation. So again, was really a powerful tool that's been added. And I think, again, the purpose of this is really to say, how do we have a comprehensive people-centered database on skills as well as the potential? And this is 100% geared toward young people.
Former South African President Thabo Mbeki is confident of a seamless G20 leaders summit despite US President Donald Trump's decision to skip the event. Trump will instead send Vice President J.D. Vance.
We would have preferred that President Trump comes. Certainly as a country, our government is indeed very keen to hand over properly. As you've seen, there's a lot of work that's been put into this G20. What we will hand over to the United States at the end of the year would be a very rich program.
The November summit will address climate change, trade and economic recovery, with South Africa prioritizing inclusive growth and sustainable development. Meanwhile, the Moja Research Institute has criticized former South African President Thabo Mbeki and his foundation for inviting M23 representatives to the African Peace and Security Dialogue in Pretoria. The institute's Grant Haramse says it cannot be forgotten that M23 was responsible for the killing of South African soldiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo this year.
We call on President Ramaphosa to wake up. His silence in this instance is complicity. We call on President Ramaphosa to reach out to President Felix Tshisekedi and have a discussion and reach common ground where we can have peaceful resolutions to ensure that South African soldiers are not killed again by M23 rebels.
Moving abroad, two Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a bus stop on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Monday, killing six people in what police described as a terrorist attack, one of the deadliest in the city in the past few years. Rami Amike reports from Jerusalem for Reuters.
Police said the perpetrators had been killed at the scene by a soldier and civilians who returned fire. Footage from a dashboard camera captured the sound of gunfire at the scene as people fled near where a bus had stopped by the side of a road. Another video showed a bus's windscreen and windows pierced with bullet holes. Speaking at the scene of the attack, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attack only strengthened Israel's resolve to accomplish its mission in Gaza and the West Bank.
And finally, OK Foods Moira Private School from Ocho has made history by winning the MyZone NSSR Under-19 Super League Rugby Final for the first time in a high-scoring 55-40 victory over defending champions Windhoek High School. Here is the head coach of Moira Private School, Reino Dutoy.
We are very, very proud of our team. I think they did exceptionally well on the day. I think they were well prepared and they gave everything for each other and for the team. We are losing a few players next year. I think six or seven players we are losing from our senior players. There is some juniors coming up for next year and we are still excited to develop the team as we go. We usually lose a few and gain a few the next year, but we are still excited and we'll do everything in our power to give a team next year that also can perform.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.